Right, this is a hello from Azerbaijan. Day about 119, 120, something like that, on the Cycling Step project, Thailand to Scotland. Last day in Azerbaijan. It's 6 a.m. The sun's just coming up to my, directly to my right. Huge golden ball in the sky. It's beautiful. Not yet cooking us down here though. The one thing that's dominated Azerbaijan is the heat. It's made it unbearable, really difficult. 9 days, yeah, every day's been a slog. Just absolutely exhausting with the 45, at least 45 degree heat. That's about 115 every day. And the sun is just burning. Having to wear long clothes to protect your skin, but on the other hand being really hot. Very, very difficult country to cycle in. Not only that, but the men here are quite difficult to cycle alongside. Very interested, but certainly from a Western culture, hello, it's a bit in your face. And quite intimidating actually. It's the one place I would not have liked to have been on my own. And I never thought I'd say that, but I really wouldn't recommend any female cyclist coming here on their own. And I'm not just saying that willy-nilly, that's quite serious. But there has been some good points. We met an amazing Turkish guy called Mehmet who treated us for 2 nights. Put us up in his lovely apartment and took us out for lunch and dinner. Persuaded us to take a day off the bike and took us to this amazing reservoir, which was just heavenly. He took us out in a speedboat and that was fab. Really cool guy and taught me lots of Turkish and prepared us quite nicely for Turkey. So that was excellent. So it's not been all bad, but certainly Azerbaijan's been the most difficult country and a country that I will not return to. Ever. But I'm cycling along, heading towards the Georgia border, which I'm stupidly excited about. It just means a lot. I've been talking about Tbilisi, you know, a lot, and I'm so excited to go there, and it just appears to be such an amazing country. And as there's no real visa restrictions for EU citizens or Australians or Americans, it's going to have a lot more backpackers and tourists and probably a lot more things aimed at backpackers. We're staying in a youth hostel called the Boom Bully Flashpackers, which is quite a funny name, and they've also got another one in Batumi, which is where I'm heading after Tbilisi, and it's called the Batumi Boom Bully Beach Backpackers in Batumi, all the bees. So that's going to be amazing to stay in both of those, hopefully. It's about 16 euros a night, which is actually quite pricey for a youth hostel, in my opinion, but I'm sure it'll be nice, and so that's great. So I don't know what to expect at the border here. Should be there in about an hour. And it's been really difficult to find any information about it, which is interesting, a little bit frightening maybe, but sure it'll be fine. Wow, there's quite a lot of traffic on the road already. There's not many roads in Azerbaijan, and so we've found that they're all very busy and just really stupid drivers. One guy tried to, reached out to grab me and quite an intimidating way actually yesterday, and then threw a bottle in plastic bottle in my face, and then lots of people were giving us the finger, which I'm hoping that they don't know what it means, but just a little bit of a dark feeling on the road. So I'm really looking forward to getting off these roads. Anyway, that's it from Azerbaijan. Sorry, couldn't be more positive, but we've done our best, and off to Georgia. Looking forward to that. Okay, cheers for now. Bye.